as a part of our job of educating the Arizona homeowners and entertaining the Arizona homeowners. I always like to end the broadcast every Saturday with what our takeaways are. But before we go to takeaways, I just want to bring everybody's attention to this time of year. We are facing probably the worst fire season conditions that we've ever seen in my lifetime of being in Arizona since 1965. Please pay attention to everything you're doing out there on the road. If you're trailering, make sure those chains are up off the asphalt. If you throw a cigarette out the window in Arizona, I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to stuff it up your nose. Don't do it. Please be careful. Apache Sitgraves National Forest has already put fire bans in May.
Good for them.
In May, no fires outside established fire rings in established campgrounds. No smoking unless you're in a car or in a building. So, Arizona, look, we burned 1 million acres last summer.
And one of those that charred Four Peaks, if you drive up to Payson and you notice all the burn.
The bushfire.
No, that was a vehicle fire that started that.
It was. 90% of the 1 million acres burned was due to human causation. That kind of ruffles my feathers. But listen, if you're out there and enjoying the Arizona, which we want you to do as an Arizona homeowner, you could possibly see some baby wildlife. Do not handle them. Do not pick them up. Do not, quote unquote, rescue them. Okay? If you're out there walking and you're enjoying a beautiful hike through some part of Arizona and you see a calf, a foal, a cub, leave them alone. Please leave them alone.
And you should already know this. You know,
there's a lot you should already know.
Especially a bear cub, because if you see one, mama bear is close.
Well, and if you see any baby wildlife, the chances that mama's very, very close is very, very, very high. And she doesn't want you messing with her chillins. So leave them be. Now, takeaways from today's broadcast.
Well, I think
I got a whole notebook full.
Don't we have a Mother's Day rose to give away?
Mother's Day rose. That's a takeaway.
If you, it's a gold dipped rose. It's something, a promotion we were doing a handful of years ago with a local jeweler that retired and it's gone away. But we found a supplier out of Pennsylvania. So we brought him into our e-store and I thought, oh, you know, whatever. That'll be cute. Nothing's going to happen. We sold a ton of them last week. And we were shipping some to South Dakota. But we have one that we're giving away. How are we going to... Is it just another random text and then we'll pull a random winner?
How about text mom's the best? Or how about my mom's the best?
To 411923. And the broadcast has about 3.5 minutes left. And in that time frame, we'll pick a winner out of that 3 minutes.
Mom's the best. And we do... After that, still have a few for sale if you don't mind being late for Mother's Day or if you just have a birthday for a mom coming up. We do have some left. They are beautiful. I've had mine for years, and they are just as beautiful today as they have always been.
Or guys, if you're in the doghouse right now.
You go to.
I have a group of men I meet every other Tuesday night, and at that Tuesday night, one of the guys said, what are you doing for your wife for Mother's Day? I said, well, my wife won't let me do anything for her for Mother's Day because she tells me she's not my mother.
Don't call me mom. Don't do it.
But if you were looking for a Mother's Day present, I said, Forever Roses, they're real roses dipped in 24 karat gold that will last generations. It's beautiful.
And
every one of those guys ordered one.
The ones now are a lot prettier than the ones that used to be because the first ones, it was solid gold, but now they've got a translucent,
those.
So yeah. You can actually see the red of the petal and the green of the leaves, but the stem is all gold. But anyway, if you click on eStore and order one, it's one word, love mom, and that'll save you 20% through the end of the day. That is our, and again, if you text what? My mom's the best.
My mom's the best.
923. We're going to pick a random winner at the end of this hour. About one, two, 2 minutes and 50 seconds left to text that in.
Doesn't give us much time to do takeaways. What do we want Arizona homeowners to take away from this program this Saturday?
I like that tree.
Carob tree.
I like that. And I've been looking for something that grows wider than taller to really build out a bigger shade canopy at the Whitman Plantation. And that might have to be one to play around with.
You took mine. But the reason I like the carob tree was because we had a caller call and said, I have a carob tree. I'm so worried about it. It's full of these little holes. And John's like, oh, no biggie. That happens to all of them. If you find a carob tree without those little holes, you got to work. You know, it's really unusual. But those are from the woodpeckers.
No woodpeckers in the area.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So I thought that was, it's just so great to have save a tree on and have all those good details.
I don't have time to cover all the takeaways I have, so I'm just going to tell you homeowners, look, get to rosieonthehouse.com and look on the homepage under quick links. We give you steps on how to pick an air conditioning contractor now, before the summer and the high emergency need arises. We also talk about fertilizing palm trees and the tree of the month, the carob tree. We also talk about water and water treatment. And we also mentioned the 24 karat gold. So just get to rosieonthehouse.com, go to quick links, and take a look at all the hot topics we covered in this today's broadcast. In the meantime, over the course of the next week, don't get scared. Remember, we always live at rosieonthehouse.com. Don't touch your house, home, castle, or cabin without touching Rosie on the House first. We're free.